This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this episode of the Kona Edge. If this is the first time you've joined us, welcome. You're at the home of the Ironman triathlete who dreams of qualifying and racing in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. And we've got someone who's raced on the Big Island. He's done the work to get there and had an incredible race. And he is a machine when it comes to the run. That's what we're going to be talking about today here on the podcast. Before we do that, though, just a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. If you're in the market for a new set of race wheels, okay, be sure to check out these guys, Wheel Science. They give you high-performance wheels at half the price. They've done a whole bunch of independent testing, and they are right up there with the best in the world. You name the brand, and they are there. They probably, according to the testing, they're better than a whole bunch of the big-name brands. And the coolest part about it all? Half the price. I kid you not. Go check them out, okay? That's Wheel Science. If you want to head to the website, there's the link in the podcast player to this episode, or you can simply go to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That'll take you straight through there. And the best part about it, too, is they'll give you 10% off because you're a listener of the Kona Edge. Just use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. That's KONAEDGE at checkout and get yourself 10% off. Well, let's chat some running. We head to Boulder, Colorado now to catch up with Brian Mellinat. Brian, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
Brian, as much as you love cycling, you're a big fan of running as well. I know you run a lot of standalone running races as well. Your wife's a runner. It helps, again, coming into the sport where you do have a love for running. I would rather have a love for running and a hate for swimming than the other way around.
Yeah, it certainly helps. Again, I'm relatively lean and light, and I think that positions me well to be a good runner. And I've learned to enjoy it. It's maybe my second passion now behind cycling. And, I was talking with my coach. So again, Simon Lessing, once and mentioned to him that hey, if I could get into an Ironman distance run in the top 10 in my age group, I think I can run myself into that Kona qualifying slot. So help me get to be in that position. And his comment back to me was pretty fitting. And the mental aspect of Ironman, I think being a good runner is a huge advantage that I look forward to getting to that run because that's where I start to pass people and it hurts. I got to dig, but there's a lot of folks out there that cycling is their strength and they have great rides and have huge leads going into the run and then are trying to hang on. And so it's a different mental thing. If you're coming off that bike trying to hang on to the run versus coming off that bike and looking forward to trying to run people down. And so I cherish that. And I think it's a huge advantage and like the fact that, that running something I enjoy and I turns out I tend to be relatively good and strong at it. For sure.
As far as sort of improving over time, can you put it down to one or two things that you think has really moved the needle on your run performance?
Again, with any discipline, I think it's getting a little bit of structure and finding folks that push you and challenge you. So, before I got into really Kona contention, I would just run on my own. I'd go out for a run and it was enjoyable. Didn't really do any interval training, didn't really do any hill training. And then got into coaching. And, one of the advantages of the coaching group being here in Boulder is they've got a Tuesday group run and there's a lot of really fast, good runners and triathletes, that show up for that every Tuesday morning. And it's got structure. So Darren Durack, the running coach, will divide the runs into, various intervals or fartleks, et cetera. And, with the other people around that a few of them are certainly faster than me. And so, it pushes me. I try to follow them, try to keep up. And yeah, just doing that interval training, I think, has made me faster, and running regularly with people that are a little bit better than me makes me push and get stronger myself.
And there's no shortage of people who are better than you in Boulder. I mean, that's no disrespect for you, but we've spoken about it at length. It's the who's who.
Yep, no doubt.
You also mentioned...
For sure.
You also mentioned in our first chat, obviously being coached by Simon Lessing, and you mentioned Darren Durack and Colleen Durack as well, who I, funnily enough, what a small world, I actually know the two of them from South African running circles. So Colleen was an Olympian for South Africa at a couple of Olympics, and I think she still, if my memory serves me correctly, I think she still holds the South African marathon record. And she's a pretty decent Iron Man herself. She's one of our age group in Kona. So fantastic. I mean, there's just the caliber of athlete that you have access to in Boulder.
Yep, and both Darren and Colleen are going to be down in South Africa for the 70.3 World Championships in a few weeks.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, Brian, it's been great catching up once again. I loved my chat. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
Sounds good, Brad. Thank you.
That is it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Back again tomorrow as we chat some nutrition. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to spending some more time with you tomorrow. Before I go, though, just be sure to check out the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. Get a 10% discount on a set of high-performance race wheels, and they've got a whole range. You definitely want to go check them out. So whatever you're looking for, they have you covered. I can tell you I'm not the smallest of triathletes, being in the about 6'8". In length, and I'm definitely not the lightest of triathletes, and they've even got wheels for me, so go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's the URL to get to, and the good news too is they'll give you 10% discount, so if you use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout, they'll give you 10% off. Go check them out. Click on the link below, or simply head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a superb day. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.